You know, sometimes I'm sorry I click on the stories that I do. But then I realize that, you know, once again, it's a reminder that, ladies and gentlemen, it is a service to you that we do these things. So we find these stories to tell you about them so that if you should come upon them, you already know about them and you can ignore them, thereby saving time. It's a service.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
The headline is, China recommends flight attendants should wear diapers.
Yes.
You saw that.
I saw that. I did.
Did you click on it?
I did not.
See, I'm doing you a service, Pat Johnston. All right, let's see what this is about.
Why, are they keeping them out of the airline restrooms? Is that the idea?
Let's see. It depends.
You can take the rest of the day off now, Dave.
I just had to work that in somewhere, and that was a just
save that for Comedy Corner Monday.
You just opened that up like a freeway opening.
Well, there's more, but we won't go there.
Thank you. China's Aviation Authority released new COVID-19 safety guidelines. The Civil Aviation Administration suggests that for hygiene practices, they should wear diapers. Well, that's, again, I think you mentioned it, Art Lewis, it's to prevent flight attendants from having to use the restrooms. Hmm. This is because apparently a flight attendant contracted COVID-19 during a trip to Italy, and investigations cited that the only time she ever removed her mask was when she went into the restroom to use the restroom facilities,
where
they believe that she got the virus. So they say... It's recommended that cabin crew members wear disposable diapers and avoid using lavatories.
That would be unusual because the air changes so fast in an airplane. She must have followed somebody in.
I don't know.
Just wouldn't go.
You know, someone needs to contact our company, Alpha Media. I'm willing to do a lot of things to try and be safe and help my fellow employee, but I'm sorry. I draw the line.
You're not there.
I'm not going there. So thus, ladies and gentlemen, now you know why. And now if you come upon, you do not have to. As Pat Johnston ignored, I did not. So you can ignore it like Pat did now.
No sign on the front door requiring it or anything?
No, not at all.
I didn't ignore it, Charlie. You just had to talk about it right now. I didn't ignore it.
This is true. You knew about it, but now you know more than you wanted to.
Yeah, a lot more.